Hello,
Yes,
Holly.
Hello, Doctor. How are you today? Not well with your cough.
Actually, I'm doing fine. I just had a little raspy voice today, so I don't know what's going on. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your radio show. But I just wanted, it's not that important of a question, but I hear so much about apple cider vinegar, you know, with the mother in it, the fermented.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to know, as far as health benefits, is that beneficial? To take
Well, you certainly could. I mean, there's a book out that was written, I think, in the 70s, just talking about the miracle of apple cider vinegar. Now, a lot of people will take it before meals because it has a high acetic acid content. Mm-hmm. So by taking it before meals, it actually improves your digestion and your protein breakdown. Sometimes at the clinic, we'll have people test their stomach acid by taking a little bit of apple cider vinegar before meals in water, and it can determine if it does help with protein breakdown. Then typically they tend to need more hydrochloric acid in their supplements, you know, with meals. So it's one of those things that can be helpful. People talk about it being more alkalinizing to the tissues, but that's actually kind of a myth, because what happens is the pH of apple cider vinegar is pretty low, and the acidity pulls minerals out of your bones and out of the tissues to help compensate and balance the pH. So your urine shows up as in the pH or the alkaline range, but of course apple cider vinegar is very acidic by itself, and you want to definitely dilute it with water.
Right. So it doesn't sound like it's something, if you take a digestive enzyme anyway, it doesn't sound like something that's hugely beneficial. I also give it to my dog, so maybe I'll just stop doing that for both of us.
I'm not sure what it does for dogs. But yeah, I would say if you're not showing much benefit with digestion, I wouldn't necessarily bother with it. Now, one of the things we offer at the clinic or at the laboratory that we use is a stool test that actually looks at how your body is breaking down your food, whether it's fat, protein, carbohydrate, cellulose, whatever. And that gives us a better idea of what enzymes you might need, or, you know, do you need more stomach acid or whatever? So that's another possibility. But we tend to lose our stomach acid the older we get. So that's something you can check if you're a patient at the clinic too.
I'm not yet, but I'm going to be a patient because I want everything checked. So I just
Great.
See how I'm doing. Yeah, and is there a specific doctor I should see just for just to check and see how I am? I know you deal mostly with cancer, but is there someone I should see that you would? Who should I ask for?
Well, I consider myself a family doc, so I see just about everything. we do a lot of hormone balancing, a lot of, you know, digestive, and we try to optimize health as much as possible. And I would say any of our docs could help you with that.
Okay.
We have a great staff of different docs, but we all pretty much do, you know, family practice, hormone balancing.
So all right, I'll ask for you.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for the call.